Well, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winrow II coming to you live out of Alaska. And as I say, Dorothy, we ain't in Kansas no more. Unbelievably, this is... Title 26 is a ruse, a con. We have no idea what's been going on. God, in all the years, and other people have spent all of our time tracking down, running around, going on with good old Title 26. I don't know what to say anymore. I've tracked this back to the Social Security Act, and then I've tracked it back to some other things, and... now I've got a good picture overview of the Social Security Act, the Salary Act, the Buck Act, the income tax that they tied, they had to make it agree with the Social Security Act, why Subtitle C doesn't have any notice of deficiencies in it because the IRS can't do it, and how the feds receded back to the states. They collect their tax to get around Article 1, Section 9. No direct tax. I'm going to try to make a little sense out of this today, but I'm telling you, this is a mind twist. It really is. Nothing like what I had expected at all. It's just the last couple of weeks has been, I've been going through this. The guy called in here on the 1939 Salary Act. I was back to the Buck Act of 1947. Hadn't got that far. I was backtracking. It just takes time to go through it. So I started in the middle of the 1939 Public Salary Act of 1939. They went up to the Buck Act of 1940 that was made positive law in 1947. And I've always had some of these questions. One of the nagging ones was, why is of the five types of taxes under the Internal Revenue Service, is Subtitle C, wages, there's no deficiency. They don't have, IRS has no authority to send out deficiencies. You owe a tax. Why is that? There's reasons for all this stuff. This is, I got to admit, this is, they did it in little pieces, and it's engineered to where if you don't spend a lot of time and have access to all of these statutes and legislative history and 1946 code and where you can look in where all this stuff is put together, you have no chance ever figuring this out. Never going to happen. Because they once you get the concepts down, but then you still have to go back and see where they did all this and how they pulled this off. And I don't know. I'm still in shock because it's not what I thought it was. What I thought I knew, I don't know. But I am always, that's one of the things that I don't like about patriots that get tunnel vision. And I'm not against patriots. Absolutely. We got to have people that have ideas and thing. But I would caution anybody that's relying on one particular thing. Do not get tunnel vision, because it is a broad principalities of evil con. There's all kinds of little facets to this thing. It isn't just one issue. It does get back to the one thing of Esau in the Bible. He wanted some porridge and lentil beans, and he got rid of his, basically his citizenship, but he got rid of his lineage, his he sold his birthright. Right on property and the right of the lineage. And that's basically, that is the core issue. We in America do not know who the heck we are. That is the core issue. But out of that stems such an amazing con job. I won't say anymore. But we're going to get there. I'm putting this together. And when we get this together, I'll tell you what, we're going to have more fun. I'm going to be doing a thing for Rapper putting together a thing for him to do a deal with on his post-conviction relief thing to get some window there. We got 60 days. I want to get that done. But I just kept tracking this back, and one of the things that struck me interesting in all of this, which I'm going to get to the real start to the meat of this and try to explain it, because it is, it's a scam. It's, like I say, the words almost escaped me. I was running back through these different acts of the in the early 1944, 43, 39, and I'm seeing where it said they had to do to get the Social Security Act in agreement with the Internal Revenue laws. Now, what's going on there? Why would they have to make all these things work? I mean, why wouldn't they work? What's the deal? Why do they have to sink? Why didn't they sink? I don't know. I do now. And let me go back to, I just found this before I went to breakfast. And let me get back to the 1935. I haven't downloaded. I just started downloading the legislative history. And as soon as I saw this, and then I've come back and I've done a few more things here now, but now I understand the Social Security Act. This title levies two taxes. The first is an income tax on employees. The second is a excise tax on employers. An excise tax on employers. I said, now wait a minute, what are we doing here? Excise tax on employer? This has got to be unbelievable. And let me find the part here about the, let me find this thing here, because I just got this, just found this here as I was before the show, and I'm reading this, and I don't know what to say, but, and I was doing the research here up to the minute we come on, but it's the, I want to find the exact words here because it's really important about what they said here, how they're doing this. What they're doing is they are levying an excise tax on the employers, and we for the privilege of having employees. So how come we've not heard? I don't know, maybe somebody else has heard of this, but boy, I sure haven't heard of it. Oh, I can't find the exact thing. Here it is, right here. Excise tax on employers, Section 804 of the Social Security Act. This section imposes an excise tax upon every employer for the privilege of having individuals in his employ. Like the tax on employees under Section 801, this tax does not apply to all wages and employments, but only to those defined. But this imposes an excise tax upon every employer for the privilege of having individuals in his employ. Really? What are we talking about here? How can this be constitutional? And in about 30 minutes, when I got back here, I downloaded some stuff to finally start to understand what these guys are doing, and then I'll timeline this out. This is really slick. I got to admit it, but it's all about citizens of the United States. If you're not a citizen of the United States, they can't do it to us. But they did. And they're doing it because everybody thinks they know what the heck is going on. We are clueless, folks. At least maybe I know I am. So let me get around here and pull up this case, excise tax on employees. This came out of a Let me go back to the, let's read this one here. Congress shall have the power to collect taxes, duties, imposts, and excises, to pay debts, provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States. But all duties, imposts, and excises shall be uniform where it was held. They cite a case. An excise includes every form of taxation which is not a burden laid directly upon the persons or property. In other words, the excise includes every form of charge imposed by public authority for the purpose of raising revenue upon the performance of the act, the employment of a privilege, or the engaging in an occupation. So, if you want to be a pilot, if you want to be a tax collector, if you want to be anything, they think they can sneak this through. Let me get into the Supreme Court case that I downloaded here. Let's see, where is that? Because this goes back to a Supreme Court case. I was looking in Bouvier's, 1914. And this case is Thomas versus United States. And this is 192 U.S. 363. 192, 363. And then I'm going to tell you, I'm going to line this out how they did this. I just have no idea. It's nothing like what I thought we were doing or what I've been doing. It talks about here. By Clause 1 of Article of 9, Section 9, the migration or importation of persons from the states was not to be prohibited prior to 1808, but a tax or duty could not be imposed on such importation. Blah, blah, blah. No duty or tax shall be laid upon any articles exported from any state. Okay, that's fine. The states can't lay any duty of tonnage. Okay. But these two classes, taxes, so-called, and duties, imposts, and excises, apparently embrace all forms of taxation contemplated by the Constitution. Pollock versus Farmers Loan, which actually I've never read, I should, 154 U.S. 429. It says, although there have been from time to time intimations that there might be some tax which was not a direct tax, not included under the words duties, imposts, or excises, such a tax for more than 100 years of national existence has yet remained undiscovered, notwithstanding the stress of particular circumstances has invited through investigation and sources of revenue. So in other words, they're saying everything we do in this country is a tax. Really? They missed the point. There is no occasion to attempt to confine the words duty, imports, or excises to the limits of precise definition. Here's what they're getting to. This is a killer. God almighty. We think that the word used comprehensively to cover customs and excise duties imposed upon importation, consumption, manufacture, and the sale of certain commodities, privileges, particular business transactions, vocations, occupations, and the like. Everything. It is a privilege to have a vocation or an occupation. So how did they pull this off? How did they make this happen? I mean, my God, we know that Congress can't do everything, can they? Well, we have to understand what an excise tax is, which is impost tax. It's a tax levied on goods or commodities produced or sold within a country and on licenses granted for certain activity. So in other words, if you want to, there's excise taxes on cigarettes, for instance. You have to get a license, permission from the government to make cigarettes. And there's an excise tax buried into it for that permission. Alcohol has excise taxes. An employer has an excise tax to have the privilege to have individuals in his employ. Well, what is the privilege of the employer? Well, let's see, I could be a sole proprietor, I could be a corporation, I could be a partnership. All of those sort of things. Those are something that I have a license. So therefore, there can be an excise tax on the granting of that license and for the privilege of that employer paying an excise tax to have an individual in his employee, to his in his employment. Does that reach you and me? Only if we do not understand who we are. They started off, I went into subtitle C, because I never looked for excise taxes in subtitle C, which is employer employment stuff. I always wondered why there was no deficiencies in subtitle C. Back in a minute.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here. And they had no authority to do this unless you're a citizen of the United States. That's the only way. That's the only way they can do it. That's the only way that they can do this whole thing. That's the thing that nobody seems to have caught on to for some reason, and I'm not sure why. I don't know what the issue is, but it has escaped them. Because you go back into the Social Security Act, 1935, and in this, of course, they said a federal agency means the President of the United States. Now, wait a minute. I just started into the legislative history of this. I knew that they put it in different titles. Because I've read enough that there was conflicts of different things going on, so they make different titles. Like we have Article 1, Article 2, Article 3. Those are totally different in the Constitution. They're in the same document, but they have different, totally different related things that they're talking about. But you go back and you look at the very beginning of the Social Security Act. State Old Age Assistance Plans. A state plan. Now, we have state plans. Every state has a state plan. And it's all a bunch of regulations nonsense. I have the Alaska state plans. I got that a long time ago. I didn't know what the hell I was looking at. But I know it's got a whole bunch of regulations, federal regulations in it. A state plan for old age assistance must provide that it shall be in effect for all political subdivisions of a state. How can Congress mandate this for all political subdivisions of a state? Remember in the Citizen of the United States that they started with the 13th Amendment, the 14th, and the 15th. Citizen of the United States was only to be used against state law or state actors that were doing discriminatory things against the blacks, against denial of due process of law, or 15th, against the right to vote. Discriminatory things with vote. The actual elective franchise and suffrage is all coming from the citizens of the several states. And the citizen of the United States was supposed to remain dormant because it was a prohibitive. Thou shalt not do this. Not thou shalt. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt not covet. Does that mean that I'm supposed to covet then? They turned this around, like in the Ten Commandments? Thou shalt not steal. I shall be a thief. They were prohibitive. 13th, 14th, and 15th, and the 16th Amendment didn't do a damn thing. It's just smoke and mirrors nonsense. Now I understand that. They mandated that all the states, being everybody at this point, evidently in 1935, I can't prove that, but everybody had deemed, because they'd got us to be a citizen of the United States in 1866, put it into the 14th. Then, of course, in 1870, they did the naturalization for the blacks, but that was just an exit. That's just to keep everything kosher, lawful, not legal. Then we'd got rid of the 17th. We got rid of the legislatures electing the senators. That's when the United States of America showed up, a sovereign body politic, being Congress, I guess. I haven't proved that, but I got it in about 113 cases now. United States of America never showed up until after 1913. It was the United States. I thought we had the government of the United States, so the government of the United States of America. Well, I got two constitutional courts left, Federal Court of Claims, Article 1, Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, Article 3. Bonafide has national jurisdiction. Anything that happens in the in that court is good everywhere. But these guys, if you'll notice these other cases, you may have picked up on this, these individual United States District Courts and the Ninth Circuit and all these other, they all abide by it because they're off at la-la land. They're dealing with citizens of the United States, even though everybody knows they don't have national jurisdiction, but in that world, they do. So we got started with the Social Security Act. Everybody's going to comply in the states and be a citizen of the United States, and we're going to have the, I just started reading this, we're going to have this old age retirement because it's so much nicer. Oh, back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, well, we're back here. Well, the first logical question is, how can the 1938 congressional record that was based on a 1985 on Cruikshank Slaughterhouse, which said that the citizen of the United States was only to be used against the states and state laws, and the state actors, people working for the state. Otherwise, it would be dormant. How can that go along with what's going on in 1935? Because here, Congress is legislating not against the state, not against state actors. Interesting, isn't it? Well, here's the trick. You see, under the constitutional side, they put this in play, that Congress, because they cannot reach the citizens of the several states, they can't touch you and me if we know who we are. And so they created the fictional citizen of the United States that's just come out against us. That's why we have a Title 42, 1983, under color of law. It looks like, but it's not. They created that citizen of the United States on the constitutional use can only go against state actors and the state law. Now, that's the constitutional use of a citizen of the United States. Now they can get around. There's the other side of this thing. When we enter the land of Oz in the non-constitutional side called private law, which came under Franklin Delano Roosevelt's, the headless fourth branch of government, the New Deal, there is no third branch. It went away under private law. Doesn't exist. Almost. It's there. We just don't know how to get access to it because we don't understand the concepts. Because under the citizen of the United States, the way they're using it, if we sign up for it, it's called a benefit. When you sign up for any benefit, you have no rights and no remedies, no constitution, no inalienable rights. You're under man's law, which is under Congress, the absolute plenary power of Congress. And we know those people are so great up there. You can see it every day in the news. Aren't they just a bunch of saints? Yay. Man's law. Corrupt. Satanists. Devils. Under the liars. Because the father of all liars is the devil. So that citizen of the United States, when we sign up for it, we have to volunteer for it because we don't know who we are. That citizen of the United States, we're toast. This is the world we're living in today. The real citizen of the United States can't reach you and me except when to make the states quit doing discrimination against the blacks and all that, which is codified like in 42 U.S.C. 1982. They have the same rights as white citizens. Why is nobody catching on to this stuff? That's still in the code. Same rights as a white citizen? Talk about discriminatory. God, if I was black, I'd say, what the hell's going on here? Of course, in 1870, they said, well, we could naturalize you and you're all equal, but we won't talk about that. Shh, don't tell nobody about that. We had to get the con going. So they created, evidently by 1935, and they granted monies to the states under the Social Security Act. Because I just started to read this. It would be so much nicer for these people that are senior citizens to not have to go to a home where they could stay at their own homes and stay there and have their own pets and be kind of self-sufficient. It's a good idea. People do not know that Alaska does not send money to Social Security. It's the only state that does it. They have an annuity plan. They put the money into an account, and they match it, and then you can put more in. The state manages it, and when you die, you get all that money, or your relation does, whoever's left over. Or when you leave, you can pull it out, $250,000, $1 million. Yeah. What a novel idea. They did it in 1980 in Alaska. Now, of course, they don't want to do this because they found out the money was going back into the Federal Reserve somehow when I researched that out. It's been so many years since I did that, so they had to stop it immediately. So now we get back to the Social Security Act. It is a privilege to be an employer because you get a license to be a sole proprietor, to be a corporation, to be a partnership. And it is so just amazing to have an individual work for you. Isn't it amazing? An annual excise tax is imposed on every employer on the privilege of having individuals in his employee. Isn't it just nice to have an individual in your employee? Of course, that definition didn't come along until 1974 under the Privacy Act. You got to be a citizen of the United States or an alien to be an individual. But they did this in pieces, because if they did it all together, somebody would figure this out. Okay, so now we got the excise tax started. Now they came along with the Public Salary Act of 1939, and they're saying, you know, one of the major things, if I was a federal employee and I'm living on the base, I don't have to pay state income tax. But if I live off, I have to pay state income tax. Well, that's not fair. Is it? I'll tell you what let's do. Let's fix that. Let's do the Buck Act of 1940. Everybody gets taxed. No exemptions. You're all taxed in the state. Any state that has a tax city or whatever, town, county, borough, everybody, if they have a tax, they're subject to it. And we have the Buck Act. I never knew what the Buck Act was, really, until just recently, because I've heard of it, of course, but I never went back to this. Well, you see, we had a problem because I got up into 1943, 1944, because we've got a problem with the Buck Act. These businesses, almost all of them, are all licensed in the state under impost and excise taxes. So it's a privilege to have an employee in your, or individuals in your employ, right? So what are we going to do? And I found these cases. The feds said, oh, by the way, we got a problem here. It's called, they started expanding the definition like in 6331, where it's all the federal and state employees and all those people. But how do we get the individual into this? Because we can't have a direct tax on an individual. That'd be a direct tax. We got an excise on the employer. Well, how do we get you and me to get into this? Election by the employer. It's in 3402. It's in subtitle C. Election by the employer. So he's paying, the employer is paying an excise tax, and if I want to go over there, he said, the spider says to the fly, cometh in, I will give you a W-4. So you have volunteered to go work for the privilege of me being a sole proprietor or a corporation or a partnership or God knows what. It's such a nice deal. So I have a W-4, or the employer says, hey, I have an excise tax and I'm contracting with you, so I'll send you a 1099 because it's a privilege for you, or it's a nice to have you as a subcontractor for me because I had to get permission and license from the state. Now, to tie this all together, they changed the definition, and then I was looking in 43 and 44. They went from the unemployment of the in the district. They expanded it to all the states. Unemployment is another benefit. So they merged the unemployment with the Social Security. I think that was done in 1939 or 40. I don't know. I got to go back. It got confusing here as I was tracking all this through. But they put an amendment to the Social Security. They put an amendment to the IRS. We took the unemployment out of the district and made it so that it fits everywhere for citizens of the United States. And we put in the definition that we see today. And we have withholding certificates. So, short story, and I've got a case, by the way, where it's an impost or excise, so it passes. It's not a direct tax because the employer gets a license to do something to act in that capacity. So, he's paying an excise tax. That's an excise or an impost tax. And me, I want to work for this person in that special capacity, or if I have a profession or occupation, it is a privilege. I have to apply for a license to be a physician, to be a pilot, whatever. So they can tax it. This does not sound right. You think our whole government was set up that everybody's everything you do is a tax. You can't get out of it. That's the way they did. But they had to have the Buck Act because the feds, to get around Article 1, Section 9, no direct tax, they had to have the states do the dirty work. As their, you know, the employer. And then the Congress can put on excise taxes on the employer. I don't know if I think it's done with a 940 or 941, one of those forms. But they have to pay unemployment taxes. It's an excise tax. And then to suck you and me in, to get the power to withhold, because they can't come straight to you and me. We got to sign up as a citizen of the United States. They give us a W-4. There is a keep it constitutional. There's a place marked exempt, except I don't understand this whole scam. I have no freaking clue how this whole scam is put out. This is why, under subtitle C, you will find excise taxes in it. You will find election by the employer in subtitle C. That is why there is no deficiency, because the Internal Revenue Service has zero authority to do a deficiency of a tax. They receipted it back to the states under licenses of the employers. They get an excise tax, and then they get us to volunteer. Because we don't know, we don't understand. But now we have to get into the Buck Act. And well, then the next question is, I go to Title 26 and it says, withholding agent means required to deduct any tax. Well, I don't find anything about employers and employees. I only find under 7701A16, non-resident aliens, foreign corporations, and foreign organizations. What the heck? How do they get the authority to withhold? That's what I've always wondered. Why is it, just like in Rappert's case, he's being charged with not filing a return? There's no authority for them to mandate he do it, but he has to file a return, which means he had to have done something prior, and they took money out, and he wants money back. They put people in jail and take your property by conning you and saying, I don't want my money back. You got to be kidding me. Deficiency, I think it's 7201 or one of those. There must be a deficiency. I've looked at these cases where they charge them under tax evasion, and these damn lawyers don't even go there. There can't be a deficiency under subtitle C. Duh. They don't ever go there. Why? I don't know. These guys are supposed to be the experts on this stuff. I'm not. So then the next question is, of course, there's one is how in the heck am I going to step out of this nonsense? Which is what I'm documenting, how they got us in. I know the ways out of it, but I want to know all the ways that they're going to use how they got us in. And they did this one little bit at a time. We get us to be a citizen of the United States. We have this Social Security Act. Oh, that's really good. That's really great. Then we have the Salary Act. Well, we got unfair taxation. Well, let's get around to the Buck Act and let's suck everybody in. So we got all that. Then in 1943 or 44, we have to put the income tax together with the Social Security Act, with the unemployment tax. We got to get all these things together. We got all these pieces for really good reasons. Oh, they're good reasons. But we got to make them all work together. You're starting to understand why nobody has ever figured out this freaking damn nonsense. What a bunch of stuff. I just can't make this stuff up. It's just unbelievable. Now let me get to, I got to get to the Buck Act. Federal areas. You see, we have to, and I never understood this before. It's in Alaska's criminal. Ours is right in the exterior bound criminal stuff. It's in the exterior boundaries of the state. What in the world are we talking about here? I'm in the close to be the state of Alaska, one of the several states. I know it's not. The enacting clause says we commend equal footing with the other states. There's even a regulation that says we're still the territory of Alaska. If you want to set in the legislature, it's the Constitution for the state of Alaska, not of, for. Article 2 says you got to be a resident of Alaska. That's to be the legislature. Article 3 says, oh, if you want to be an executive, you got to be a citizen of the United States. Article 4 says, oh, if you want to be in the judicial side, you got to be a citizen of the state and of the United States. What in the holy heck is going on here? Three different classifications for all the idiots down in Juneau. Then you go to the end of our, quote, Constitution. Back in a minute.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, so let me get this again. They got us to be, so I'm thinking we're a citizen of the United States. They got an excise tax on all the employers, and it's a privilege for the employer to have an individual in his employee. They can't do a direct tax to a citizens of the, even a citizen of the United States. They can't do that because, you see, we don't have a license. So they can't get us for excise. So how do they do it? Election by the employer, which is Subtitle C taxes. There's five types of taxes in Title 26. It's buried. I always wondered why that one's buried in there. Well, the question is the Buck Act in Title 26? Nope. What the heck? I've been chasing around Title 26, all this stuff, and couldn't figure out how they could withhold, and I couldn't figure out how they could put me in jail for a return. How did I, first of all, get took to where I needed a return? There's something, you can't have something returned till you took it in the first place. That's the election by the employer. The employer says, hey, cometh on in, I have a W-4 for you. And the Fed said in the Buck Act, let's have the states do it because we can't. Article 1, Section 9 says we can't have a direct tax. They can't tax citizens of the several states. So first of all, we get all these states to suck up to getting benefits. We get them all to have us all vote as citizens of the United States. I want to have Congress use private law. I love private law. I have no rights, no remedies, no anything. I have the headless fourth branch of government. I have administrative remedies. You ever hear that? Oh, you got to exhaust your administrative remedies. There's no judicial branch in the administrative remedies. Tax court said so. That's one of them. It said there's no judicial home. Even Title 28, Section 609 says the tax court is not a court. Well, they call it a tax court. It's two branches. In the administrative state, the judicial, they're not making laws. What they're doing is they operate as judges for private law for benefits, and you pray for relief. It's already predetermined. Go exercise your administrative remedies. It's already determined all down the road. They're screwed. And when they did the Administrative Procedures Act in 1946, Congress couldn't even keep you in from going having an administrative remedy. Does that sound a little bit fishy? Headless fourth branch of government. So where do I find this Buck Act? Because the feds got the states to do the dirty work. They receded. IRS, how can the IRS even talk to us? They said, you go to the states, you get the states to issue a license to the employers. You get the employers to do withholding certificates to get us to volunteer with a W-4 or a 1099. It's not in Title 26. It's in Title 4. Under states and flag and all that. So, what is Title 26 for? Almost nothing. They use, in the Buck Act, they still use it. This is Title 4 U.S.C. 110. Person. The same meaning as in Thai and, well, back in a minute.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technology.